This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Kicking off hour number three. This is Free Talk Live. 855-450 free. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype. Username is lrn.fm. In studio tonight, it's Daryl
and Conan.
Where is Ian, you ask? Well, Ian is in San Francisco at the D10E conference. He will be broadcasting from the D10E conference tomorrow with regular Wednesday night co-host Mark. And we tonight are talking about possibilities and ideas for a cop-free world. The article that we're going over has been posted to the Facebook page for Free Talk Live at facebook.freetalklive.com. They have six ideas. We have only gotten through two of them. One, unarmed mediation and intervention teams. The second idea is decriminalization of almost every crime. And no, they're not talking about decriminalizing graffiti or theft or robbery. They're talking about removing the victimless crimes that account for the majority of people that wind up getting cited or ticketed or arrested in a given year. We'll get back into the article, but first, your calls and thoughts. We've got Seth calling in from Missouri. Seth, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
All right. Well, got the tweet about what would life be like in a cop-free world. I honestly think that a lot of people out there who are against the Second Amendment and personal preservation of gun rights would quickly change their minds.
Or die off.
Or they'd
get robbed, or, you know, or some violence would be done to them or someone in their family, and then to be like, and then no one would come to bail them out, and then they would wise up and be like, hey, you know what? I don't want this to happen again. Maybe I should start packing.
Why do you speculate that nobody would help somebody who is not a gun owner or does not believe necessarily?
I'm talking about the people who are anti Second Amendment, who are probably relying on someone else to take care of their business for them. If that help didn't exist, they probably already burned their neighbors off. I have neighbors like this, and they don't come talk to me and say, hey, could you watch my property when I'm... They don't expect me to help them. They're already in this mindset.
Right, because they're expecting the police to do it.
Exactly.
But let me ask this question.
Hold
on. Let me ask this question. If you, you know, happen to have known, you know, my next-door neighbor is gone away for a week, and you see somebody that's not your neighbor and somebody that you know is not somebody that's a friend or relative of your next door neighbor snooping around, would you go over and, you know, try to like shoo the strange person away? Or would you say, let me call my next door neighbor, find out if he believes that I have the right to own a firearm before I go try to defend his house for him?
Well, I would. I would go over there armed with a flashlight, and I've actually done this before. But I'm a libertarian.
But
I mean,
you're speculating But you're speculating that people would, you know, find out if the neighbor supports firearm ownership and then decide whether to defend their house or not.
Well, I would probably already know who and what they believed, but I would still do it because I'm that Samaritan type. Even if I didn't get anything out of it, he is my neighbor. You know
here's
what?
Here's the thing, Conan. Most people fundamentally are good people.
Right. And in their bones, they believe that one hand wipes the other, or one hand washes the other. Because that's the golden rule, you know, do unto others. And so if I do this man a favor, you know, I'm not actually thinking that when it actually happens, but it works out. Karma is so nice in the end if you actually practice it, and it will benefit you in the end.
Seth, your thoughts?
Well, Yeah, it's funny you mentioned that you're a libertarian, and, you know, a lot of,
a lot of authoritarians say that I'm a cold-hearted libertarian. I don't actually think about my neighbors. I don't actually think about poor people. I don't actually think about people who are down and needy. But in reality, I do. I just don't expect a safety net to be created by us all that we're all forced to pay in. Right. I actually take care of business. I take care of my neighbors on my own.
The libertarians that I know are actually, you know, nice, decent human beings that will help other people out. They just don't want anybody forced to help anybody out.
Well, at the same time, though, everybody, you know, the thing what I'm missing from a lot of people is that it's self-protection responsibility. A lot of people I know, you know, rely on the police, and they say, you know, and we've heard it from a lot of politicians and, you know, gun control activists say, you know, you don't need a gun because the police are there for that. So I don't need.
That's like saying you don't need a fire.
You don't need. You don't need a fire
hydrant extinguisher because we have the fire department.
Are you only home insurance because someone will bail us out if your house burns down?
Who? Donald Trump? I mean.
Oh, our neighbors. Our neighbors, the taxpayers, will bail us out.
Yeah. Oh, right. Of course. But I just think it's silly that people want to, you know, rely on cops all the time to be there when the national average is 11 minutes for a cop to arrive on anything, and predominantly if there's a home invasion. Okay, you know, I don't know if you guys know Steven Crowder. He once did a documentary on Detroit, and he posted something in the video that said in 2013 the average time for Detroit PD to show up was 58 minutes.
I'm surprised it was that low.
Yeah, I'm surprised it came out at all. If it was a dangerous part of town.
The reason I say I'm surprised it was that low is because we know that in Detroit they closed down a lot of the police departments at 5 o'clock during the week, and they're closed completely on the weekends. Which means that if something happens at 5:05, well, a lot of times you're going to have to wait until 9 o'clock the next morning. Seth, thank you for the call. Let's go to Dave calling in from New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys. I have some good and bad news from New Hampshire. There was a poll that I guess was released. I just found out about it today by WMUR.
Is this grading the governors?
Yeah, rating the governors and also a poll on how people feel about marijuana legalization.
Uh-oh. Tell us
the
bad
news.
The
good news is, oh, you want the bad news first?
Whatever you think will be better.
Okay, so the good news is that the 61% of New Hampshireites responding favored marijuana legalization, and I guess 32% roughly opposed it. So that's a good number.
Except that our own governor is one of that 32%, and she's just going to veto anything that goes across her desk.
Well, she's not running for re-election, so we don't have to worry about her next year.
So after November, December, she's gone?
January is when the new governor winds up getting sworn in.
Well, that's good news, I guess.
But I think she's a little bit like that episode of Seinfeld where Kramer says, in my mind, I'm already gone. But the bad news is the governor numbers for the Republican side. You know, this is sort of repeated problem that we've had in New Hampshire, that we can't seem to get any distance. We can't get a liberty-oriented governor candidate off the ground, right? I think Andrew Hemingway was unable to win the primary. And now we have Frank Edelblue is considered kind of the liberty candidate. And about 80% of people didn't even have an opinion about him yet. His favorables were fairly low. And the other three or four candidates, most of them were doing quite a bit better than him, Gatsis and Sununu at the top.
Sununu being the son, I think, of a former governor or senator I'm looking at his favorability rating, 28%. His unfavorability is 27%. 36% have no clue who he is. Dave, I'll hold you over in case you had more. And, of course, your thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-4295. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-960-4295. 1-800-960-4295.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple 2 steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight is Daryl.
And Conan.
And I want you and not just you, Conan, but you listening right now, I want you to concentrate on the position of your head and neck tonight when you go to bed. In many cases, chronic headaches, neck aches, and even back pain can be solved by the right pillow. Your spine should be straight and parallel to the floor. My pillow is designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. I've been using my pillow for a couple of months now, and I can say without equivocation, it is the best pillow I've ever used. This thing is amazing. You can throw it in the washer, you can throw it in the dryer, and it's ready to use again. When's the last time you put your pillow in a washing machine? Can you imagine how many dust mites and other stuff is on that thing? Don't worry, I have a solution. Go to MyPillow.com and buy a pillow. Don't worry if you're not happy with it. There's a 60-day money-back guarantee. The pillow itself is guaranteed for 10 years. And if you use code FTL, you'll get a second pillow absolutely free. Go to MyPillow.com. Use code FTL. Get that second pillow absolutely free. And again, don't worry. There's a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year guarantee on the pillow. Back to the phones. We've got Dave calling in from our very own New Hampshire. Dave, you're back on Free Talk Live. You were saying that there's sort of a problem in New Hampshire within the Republican Party of the pro-liberty candidates for office, such as governor and U.S. Senate, not being able to, you know, your word was get off the ground, i.e. not able to win the party primary.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess that's probably an exaggeration. Obviously, Andrew Hemingway got off the ground, and he was considered, I think, the primary, the main opponent of the guy that ran last time in the Republican primary. And he did get beat, but he wasn't like he was down at the bottom of the pack when he got beat. So
right, and then okay. the pro-liberty voters and the liberty-friendly voters were then left with absolutely no option on the ballot because the libertarians were not able to get the required number of signatures that they needed to get on the ballot because a lot of the liberty-leaning people were saying, well, I'm voting for this guy that's a Republican in the primary, and if he wins, I don't want him to have to face an opponent, so I'll sign your petition after the primary.
What are the required signatures for a libertarian in New Hampshire? For governor?
To get a statewide minor party or independent candidate on the ballot, you need 3,000 valid signatures, evenly divided between the two congressional districts, which on the one hand does not sound that bad until you realize that if somebody signs one candidate's petition, they are then prohibited from signing anybody else's petition for that same office.
Hmm.
And unlike other states, you are not allowed to walk around with a stack of voter registration cards to where if somebody says, I don't know if I'm registered to vote, in most other states you can say, well, fill out this form and then sign the petition. Can't do that here. And also the petitions are due 5 weeks before the primary. So the whole I'll sign after the primary is a big problem. So this opens up the next question of should people that support liberty wind up working within the Republican Party and continue to wind up losing in the primaries for these big races, or should they wind up helping independent and minor party candidates actually get on the ballot so they do have a choice other than big government candidate A and big government candidate B?
Oh, I'd absolutely say run in the major parties. I mean, even if...
And then leave people with absolutely no choice in November?
Well, in the general election, it might not be a choice, but Hemingway got, you know, significant percentage of the vote in the primary. You know, if we keep pushing in that direction, eventually one of our guys or one of the guys that we support will win a primary and then the governorship, and that will be something of a game changer.
In what way?
Well, if we had a pro-liberty governor, things would be like they were when Benson was governor. That was pretty good to have his governor. And that was in 2003. It'd be nice to have that again. And eventually, if it's been done once, it can be done again.
All right. So Yeah, and then you had also mentioned in this poll, and I really do not want to, you know, just sort of gloss over this. What I actually see as sort of the positives out of this poll is the overwhelming support for allowing people to actually use cannabis recreationally. Again, 61% of respondents said that they are in favor of allowing people to use cannabis recreationally in this state.
Yeah, oh, that's a start. I think it's not surprising, though. I was a little bit more surprised by the gubernatorial numbers than I was by the marijuana numbers.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
I looked at the governor number, and I was not surprised that the son of the former governor or former senator, whatever he was leading the Republican poll there. Not surprising at all to me. Dave, thanks for the call.
So are we still talking about cop-free world?
Yeah, let's get back into that article. We were examining six ideas for a possible cop-free world. We only got through two of them.
Right, we covered unarmed mediation, intervention teams, people patrolling the streets, decriminalization of almost every crime, especially the victimless crimes.
Right, which, again, makes up a majority of the, you know, offenses and summonses and arrest, etc. I remember a couple of years ago I went through the numbers just in Little Keene, New Hampshire, where we live, and found that 68% of all arrests in this city were for offenses that did not have an identifiable victim.
That makes sounds about right.
Number three on the list.
Number three is restorative justice, also known as reparative or transformative justice. These models represent an alternative to courts and jails, from hippie communes to the IRA and anti-apartheid South African guerrillas to even some U.S. cities like Philadelphia's experiment with community courts, which I am not familiar with. Daryl, have you heard of that, community courts?
I have not heard of the community courts, but I am familiar with the concept of restorative justice.
All right, these spaces are created where accountability is understood as a community issue, and the entire community, along with the so-called perpetrator and the victim of a given offense, try to restore and even transform everyone in the process. So it's like mediation, which we've done here in our little group.
Right. The difference, however, is, you know, mediation is generally I have a disagreement with someone.
Right. But I mean,
restorative justice is, hey, this guy stole my car and $100 from me. I want my car back and I want my money, and I want to be compensated for the amount of time that I was without the car and the money. We'll delve into this a little bit more and continue going through the list of six ideas for a cop-free world and your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Realpricesilver.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert
network reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you know that you can catch the show online at any time at freetalklive.com. But did you know that there's a new on-demand listen line where you can call in and not only catch Free Talk Live, but all of the live shows on the Liberty Radio Network? Call in to 641-793-9660 and never miss any of the shows on the Liberty Radio Network. Now you can listen on your schedule on your phone. Doesn't even have to be a smartphone. It can be a dumb phone. Just dial in. Again, 641-793-9660. This complements and expands your LRN talk show platform offerings. Your live shows air when you want them to. They are looping 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There's no download. It's not a podcast. You don't have to store anything on your phone. Don't have to download anything or store it on your computer. Just call from any phone. Doesn't have to be a smartphone. Can be a landline if you want. 641-793-9660. And again, it's all of the live shows from the Liberty Radio Network. Free Talk Live, Declare Your Independence, Freedom Fiends, The Angel Clark Show, The Rebel Love Show, Cop Block Radio, Flaming Freedom, No State Project, and more. Oh, yeah. And if you want to give feedback, let's say you're listening and you hear something that is just absolutely outlandish. And we're not live, so you can't call in to 855-450-FREE. You can press zero and then leave a message. And then the host wind up getting an email that somebody left a message. And if it's good, we might wind up playing it on the air.
Yeah,
no guarantee.
I was about to ask you how the Chump line was doing. All right, we haven't. It actually hasn't been named yet, has it?
It's not been named, and we're not calling it the Chump line. We're not calling it the hate mail line.
So, have there been any submissions?
There've been a few. We played one on the air Saturday, I believe.
Yeah, I'm waiting for some from Jimmy from Arizona and maybe some of the other interesting, the creative types.
Jimmy's not called the show in a long time.
Yeah, he might be man overboard. Totally.
Possibly. I don't know. Let me give you that number one more time. 641-793-9660. We're going over six ideas for a cop-free world. We're on item number three here from
restorative justice, and this is something I haven't actually looked into, community courts. There is a link to a Philadelphia experimental community court, and it's a long PDF. I couldn't get all the way to the bottom, so I don't know how it fared, but it sounds intriguing when dealing with low crime crimes like vandalism, like
right. So right theft. Right now, if somebody vandalizes your property, you basically have two options. You can either hope that the cops find the person and charge them with some sort of crime, in which case the person gets punished, but you don't wind up getting your property claimed and you don't get any sort of compensation for the damage that was done.
Right.
Or you can, if you know who did it, file a civil suit against the person, take them to civil court, and hope that the judge winds up saying, yes, this person did you wrong, they owe you money, and by the way, since you filed a lawsuit, you have to pay us money for the privilege of filing this lawsuit.
Correct.
So this concept here of like a community court with restorative justice, the police, in theory, or the prosecutor, whoever it is, would still handle the case. It would not be money out of your pocket to wind up trying to get money in return. And the judge would say, okay, Mr. Conan, you caused $1,000 worth of property damage, and your neighbor was without use of this portion of his property for X number of days, so we're calculating his suffering at X per day, so you owe him $1,000 plus X per day.
Isn't the People's Court or these silly Judge Judy types, these daytime shows, isn't that kind of a variation of a real fast fly-through court system?
So the Judge Judy and the Judge Joe Brown and all of those, what they do is they find people that have filed cases in small claims court.
Right.
And then they say, oh, that sounds like something that might be interesting to our viewers. We're willing to, if you sign this document to transfer jurisdiction, we're willing to hear it on our television show and then give all parties a certain amount of money for appearing. So they'll say, like, we have a pool of $5,000. And whatever winds up being rewarded to either the plaintiff or the defendant, whoever winds up getting the ruling, that gets subtracted from the pool, and then the pool is evenly divided. So if it's $5,000 and they say, Conan, we award you $1,000,
right,
then the pool then becomes $4,000 that gets evenly divided between the two parties.
So it's fake.
It's not fake.
But I mean, so what if an individual loses all $5,000? They say, hey, I don't agree to this. I don't want to. But they signed over the.
They would have to sign over jurisdiction before it goes to the television judge show.
Right.
So can't then say, I don't like your decision, Judge Judy, so therefore, nah.
Right.
No, you sign the agreement before you show up. And also at small claims court, where I think small claims court, the maximum is a couple thousand.
Right. Yeah, I don't watch that crap, but I was interested. Number four, direct democracy at the community level. Reducing crime is not about social control. It's not about cops. And it's not bait. It's not a bait and switch with another callous institution. It's giving people a sense of purpose.
All right, hold on. Before we continue here, this seems to completely contradict their proposal number two, which is to decriminalize almost everything that's currently illegal.
This is the way I see number four is kind of a home rule kind of a situation where the actual community is creating laws to live by.
Right, they're saying direct democracy, meaning that a majority of the people that show up on decision day wind up getting to say, no, Conan, you don't get to have a red door.
You don't get to have chickens in your yard.
You don't get to have chickens in your yard, which is completely in conflict with number two of removing victimless crime.
Right, which is the problem with home rule, which, by the way, I actually support, except when I realize we probably wouldn't be able to live in Keene if home rule was to actually to go down here in New Hampshire. Because, you know, with all the ordinances that would go into existence tomorrow, we wouldn't be able to live here.
Yeah, it wouldn't be tomorrow. They would have to have a meeting on Thursday and then a meeting 2 weeks later to decide on what they decided on Thursday, and then there's public input.
It really depends on what kind of neighbors you have. So, yes, this does conflict with number two, decriminalize, because when you get a bunch of yahoos who are all fearful for their lives, I mean, this is how there ought to be a law. This is the people who run for legislation, most of them, 95% of them, are going because they believe there ought to be a law that'll make their lives simpler and make them safer. And, by the way, those are the kind of policies that I don't vote for. So, yeah, giving more of the lawmaking to your neighbors, I don't know. I don't know how it would pan out. I kind of like the home rule situation where, you know, maybe people on the other side of the river do their business differently, and we want to do it differently over here. I don't know.
Right. So there's good and bad that comes with it, and as long as it's something of you get to decide at the local level, as long as X, Y, and Z are not ever touched.
Right.
But that's generally how they do direct democracy. We'll continue with this and your thoughts here in the closing moments. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. Oh, yeah, we're on Skype. Here's the name, LRN.FM.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon. Through saveatpurse.com. It's saveatpurse.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The closing moments. Still time for you and your thoughts if you call in right now. To 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. We're also on Skype. Username is lrn.fm. We're going over the list of six ideas, according to Rolling Stone, on how we can get rid of police and live in a police-free world. Let me go back over the ones that we have already covered. There's still a couple that we have not touched on. Number one is unarmed mediation and intervention teams. Number two, they say decriminalize almost everything. Specifically, they're talking about the things that are illegal where there is no identifiable victim. They then talk about restorative justice to where if you know someone steals your stuff, not only do they return the stuff, but you are then compensated for the amount of time that you were without your stuff. Number four, they talk about direct democracy at the community level. And Conan, I think you had something else that you wanted to touch on this one.
As long as you said it kind of conflicts with number two, decriminalize. As long as, so if direct democracy would work, as long as you could not start creating laws, that would...
Right, so if there were limits, but then it technically would not be direct democracy if there are limits on things that you can do.
Well, maybe there's some kind of human constitution that's in place where you cannot create laws that affect my person if I was doing victimless crimes. I don't know.
Right, but again, that would not be direct democracy. That would be something else.
Right.
That would be more in line with some form of home rule, because home rule does not necessarily mean that everybody in the jurisdiction gets to vote. Could just mean that the city council gets to vote, but they make rules locally as opposed to everything being run through the state government. Let's go to number five.
Number five, community patrols.
And this is something that kind of got touched on with number one.
It's very similar.
Where we talked about the intervention team.
It's kind of a neighborhood patrols. And so it's, yeah, it's very similar to number one. Community patrols can have dangerous racial overtones, from pogroms to the KKK to George Zimmerman. All those guys had their own patrols, didn't they? But they can also be an option that replaces police with affected community members when police are very obviously the criminals. In Mexico, where one of the world's most corrupt police forces only has credibility as a criminal syndicate, there have been armed groups of police comunitaria,
policia comunitaria,
and autodefensias, organized by local residents for self-defense from narco-traffickers, femicide, and police. Obviously, these could become police themselves and then be subject to the same abuses, but as a temporary solution, they have been making a real impact. Power corrupts, but perhaps in Mexico, withering power won't have enough time to corrupt, and I'm a big fan of the community patrols, I have
and to admit. I'll just mention the headline of number six, and then we'll go to the phones. They say, here's a crazy one, mental health care. If we have time, we'll jump into this, but your calls come first. We've got George calling in from Georgia. George, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, well, okay, we've got all this unrest in the country now, and like I said, I've lived all over the country, and I grew up everywhere, okay? Well, they just had this thing on in Atlanta where all these folks are down there, and Atlanta's going pretty wacky right now, okay? Fortunately, I'm a good hour and a half away from it. But I used to live in big cities like Los Angeles and Massachusetts and Atlanta, okay? But you know,
so specifically what's going on in Atlanta?
Oh, they're having big issues in town where, you know, they're meeting with the mayors and everything else, and they got them on the news. And
who's meeting with the mayor? Who's meeting with the mayor?
The Black Lives Matter group right now.
Okay.
And then they've had Usher down there, and they've had some other people, and all the chiefs of police. And I understand, you know, there's a bunch of distrust and everything else in the community. But there was a very nice black gentleman on the news the other night that said if the Black Lives people would look at it and realize that most of the killings are done on black-on-black crimes, okay? But there was this one lady that got up to talk for a long time, and she was, they gave her about 2 or 3 minutes talking about all the injustices done to her ancestors, you know, slavery and all that. Well, you know what? None of my family ever owned a slave, and all the people I know never owned a slave, and I've got several good black friends. They need to get over it and realize that the black people were sold into slavery by black people in Africa, different tribes, and quit blaming society in America that was something that happened 200 years ago for their problems now. That's, I mean, you know, they're killing each other.
I think that, yes, that statistic is absolutely true, that more black people are murdered or killed by other blacks.
Right.
I think the big situation is the incarceration rate.
Hold on, George. Hold on.
The big problem is the incarceration rate, and there does seem to be a lot more blacks who are arrested for the same exact crimes as whites. You know, more whites deal drugs. More whites do drugs. There's more of us, but in fact, it seems like. Go ahead.
One of my sons stayed in jail for quite a while. He's a good kid.
Oh, I'm not saying it's unheard of that whites are going to actually go to jail, but it seems to me that the statistics say blacks are going to be incarcerated than whites.
Yes,
and that's what they're complaining about.
Well, yes, they are targeted because when you go into a high crime area with low poverty rates, and that's where they focus, and then they start locking people up. They have no other option.
Right, and there's only the high crime rate because there are so many things that are illegal to where if you have a plant that is combustible, tobacco.
I totally agree with that, but they need to quit blaming, you know, something that happened 200 years ago and start looking at their own communities, ratting out the own their problems in their community, and stay home with their kids a little bit more if they can, and get them on the right track.
And one of the problems is that there's so many things that are illegal that police go in and just start arresting people, you know, willy-nilly. And, of course, they're going to, you know, target the poorer areas, and those areas are poorer because of a lot of the laws and regulations that are in place. George, thank you for the call.
And then, of course, you also have high-profile black individuals who are always digging in the mud, and they're bringing this stuff back up to the surface and reminding people of something that happened way before my time.
Right.
And it's not healthy to constantly be reminding people that something that our forefathers did to each other. I consider myself a bit colorblind. You know,
right.
I've always had good relations with
right.
the people
you
around
do,
me.
But again, the police aren't colorblind. The police, and this is a recent statistic from a place where cannabis has become taxed and regulated, but smoking in public is still illegal.
Right.
Police in Colorado are citing minorities 3-1 compared to how they're citing white people. And the population, it's not 3-1 minority population in Colorado. They are specifically targeting people that are minorities. They are doing it because they know that they can get away with it. Let's go to Jeff calling in from, I believe this is Illinois. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Thank you. The term home rule is a misnomer. It's actually Orwellian doublespeak. They want you to believe that it's you ruling the, you know, your local area, but it's actually them ruling your home. It has to do with regional government and metro. Like in Chicago, there's a place called Metro 1313 East 60th Street, and all this stuff is from these groups who are trying to create what is called modern feudalism by Archibald Roberts, who wrote a lot of books about he has a committee to restore the Constitution, and all this stuff is a lot of these are terms are Orwellian doublespeak.
And would actually be Orwellian newspeak. Most people confuse doublethink with newspeak and say doublespeak.
Okay.
But the Orwellian term was actually newspeak, but I get your point. And I do agree that, you know, they use a term that they want people to think means one thing, but it means something completely different. Jeff, thank you for the call.
And that's why I said that if home rule was to come to our little town of Keene, guess who would be making all the rules and ordinances and regulations? It'd be the good old boys club.
Not us.
Not us.
It's a big club, and we ain't in it, and it's the same club they used to beat us over the head. Hey, that's it for tonight. We'll be back tomorrow, but we are always online at freetalklive.com.
Are you tired of governments around the world killing innocent people? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin is money that cannot be inflated or controlled by any state. By continuing to use their money, you're perpetuating the killing. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available to you now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. It's Bitcoin.com.
The root cause of most of society's ills is neither malice nor negligence, but a mere superstition, an unquestioned assumption which has been accepted on faith by nearly everyone of all ages, races, religions, education, and income levels. The Most Dangerous Superstition by Larkin Rose exposes the myth for what it is, showing how nearly everyone, as a result of one particular unquestioned assumption, is directly contributing to violence and oppression without even realizing it. Find The Most Dangerous Superstition on Amazon and LarkinRose.com.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.